USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Questions surrounding the crash of a helicopter onto a skyscraper roof in Midtown Manhattan yesterday. Bill de Blasio, New York's mayor, says the pilot was flying in a restricted area because it's not far from Trump Tower.
To go into that area, a helicopter would need the approval of LaGuardia Tower, and we need to find out if that happened or not here.
The chopper crashing onto the roof of the building on 7th Avenue in Midtown, killing the pilot on impact. He had just dropped off a passenger at a heliport when the chopper went down at about 2 p.m. Eastern. A Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy is in critical condition after someone shot him in the head while he was off duty last evening, waiting for fast food at a Jack in the Box location. The suspect approaching, shooting him, and then running away, and he's still at large. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former Major League superstar David Ortiz's assistant says the longtime Red Sox slugger shooting was the act of hitmen. Leo Lopez, speaking to reporters in Santo Domingo yesterday about the Sunday night shooting, saying it wasn't a robbery and was, quote, no doubt an act of hitmen. The 43-year-old Ortiz now being treated at a Boston hospital after the Red Sox sent a plane to pick him up from the Dominican Republic yesterday. No arrests have been made in the shooting. Manager of the Red Sox, Alex Cora, who also hails from the Dominican Republic, says,
back home, you know, they talk about superheroes without capes, and he's a superhero without cape. That's the way we see him, you know, so he'll be okay.
President Trump's in Iowa today. He'll be in the western half of the state touring an ethanol plant before attending a GOP fundraiser in West Des Moines. Former Vice President and Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden also in the state on the eastern side for several campaign events. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A Democrat-controlled committee is now putting off contempt moves against Attorney General William Barr. New York Democrat Gerald Nadler is saying the House Judiciary Committee struck a deal with the Justice Department to get key evidence from the Mueller report. The House was set to vote on holding Barr in contempt of Congress in a matter of days. In a statement, Nadler said, quote, if the department proceeds in good faith and we are able to obtain everything we need, there will be no need to take further steps. Maine's Governor Janet Mills signing off on a bill that expands access to abortion services in her state. Under the new law, physician assistants and nurse practitioners will soon be able to perform the procedures. The changes will take effect 90 days after the state legislature adjourns. A Tennessee district attorney is under investigation. Coffee County DA Craig Northcott being investigated by the state Supreme Court's Board of Professional Responsibility. That's after the Council on American Islamic Relations filed a complaint against Northcott last month after they say he posted to social media that Islam is an evil belief system. And the NBA Finals headed back to Oakland for Game 6 as the Warriors closed Game 5 on a 9-2 run to stun the Raptors 106-105 in Toronto. But Kevin Durant suffering an Achilles tear, which could keep him out of the entire next NBA season. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.